Hello, everyone. So, what else?
Guess who's here?
The one you've all been waiting for.
The one, the only.
Am I yelling way too loud, Matt?
Way too loud.
Do we have to re-record?
No, you're good. It's just going to clip. It's fine.
The one, the only.
Say your name.
Tim Chicola.
Doctor Pastor. Reverend Doctor.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
He just said Reverend Doctor.
You are still in my phone as Dr. Chicola.
Oh
really?
My
are
goodness.
You serious?
You're in Scott's phone as Mr. Chicola, which is so
Mr.
I'm like, Scott, you
Reverend
have
Doctor Pastor Mr.
Reverend Doctor Pastor Mr. Dad, Tim Mr. Chicola. Poppy. He's here.
His Holiness.
With us. Ooh, His Holiness. Okay. He's here with us tonight. We were having dinner and then we were all going to record.
And we
bullied him into staying. And so here he is against his will.
He's actually tied to the chair.
Yeah, we tied him to the chair. He's sharing a mic with Emily. It's very cute. They're cuddled up.
So cuddly.
And here we are with Timsky.
How do you feel? Are you scared? Are you excited? Are you nervous?
This is a little different, man. It's like nerve wracking compared to Sunday mornings.
Yes. Yeah. Because these two right here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you know that anything you say is going to be just obliterated.
Yeah, and it's going out and it's going to be out there in the airwaves forever now. Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
Don't worry. It's going to be very casual and no hard questions. My first question is, if you had to choose, who's your favorite daughter?
Oh, my goodness.
Are you out of your mind? What are the pros and cons of each of your daughters?
Are you out of your mind?
Pros and cons of Emily. Go.
Oh.
What the heck is wrong with you?
You don't want to really do this, do you?
Well, we can. If he's willing
to do it, we're doing it. We're doing it.
The pro of Emily is that she's the loudest human on the planet.
No one knows that.
Emily is actually she's a sleuth comedian. She really is.
Yeah. She is a sleuth comedian.
Yes, you are. Yeah. I tell people sometimes that you're the funniest, and they look at me and they go,
"Emily is the funniest." No, Emily's the funniest.
Joking.
Caroline's going to be annoyed that we're saying that.
What?
Yeah. No, people they don't believe it because they see you, you know, on Sunday, and they absolutely.
You're very quiet. Yeah. She's very reserved. She's absolutely. Introverted, but yeah. She's very funny.
I'm introverted.
She's funny.
Yeah, but she's funny. Yeah, and Emily's just.
All right. So what are some negatives about her? So she's funny.
That's enough.
Nothing. Caitlin is, you do this. You're wonderful with this. This is your forum, I tell you.
So
yeah, you do. And I never have to worry about filling airtime when I'm with Caitlin.
Well,
all I have to do is sit back.
Yeah, that's true.
In a room. I just have to relax. I don't have to think of things to say because the room is filled up.
Oh, that's nice.
With noise.
Although one of Dad's good friends said to him the other day, I listened to your daughter's podcast. And Dad goes, uh-oh.
I did. Sometimes when I listen to it, I just, my toes kind of crinkle out in my shoes. But there's nothing you could do about that. And Caroline, I have to say something about Caroline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's
Caroline's
she's terribly talented. And she's funny, too. All my three daughters really are semi-comical.
We are
or full
riot.
Comical. Yeah.
Caitlin's a sleuth comedian to herself.
Yes. she has no greater fan.
Caitlin is her number one herself.
That is the truth that I've
heard. I used to say she is Emily's her second funniest person in the world. Only to herself.
To me. Yeah, yes. I'm the funniest. Emily's the second.
That's
to me.
True.
You know what? Listen, if you can't appreciate your own self, what do you have? Nothing.
But you're all talented. Caroline's very talented. Emily is talented in a different way. And you are too.
That's all nice.
Three of you. I'm very proud of both three of you.
Aww. That was cute.
Dad. He has to say that because he's on the podcast.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, anyway.
So what do you hate about each of them?
Oh, no. No, we're not going there.
There's nothing bad about any of us.
They're husbands.
They're husbands.
No, I've done very well with son-in-laws.
Aww. That's very cute.
No, I have. I've very very grateful to God.
That's nice. That's nice. That's cute, Dad.
that's nice.
Something that I want to start doing is, okay, I've been watching Love is Blind, which we have to talk about for a hot second. I
know dad knows all the
dad knows all about Love is Blind.
I have no idea what you're talking
We're
about.
We're joking. He doesn't know what it is. Things. But anyway, Emily, okay, so I watched it hardcore this most recent season. Emily and Matt watched it. Scott, you know, did that whole like, I hate the show. It's so stupid. I judge it. But then
sounds
he's
just like you.
So yeah, wait.
It always sounds just like when they make fun of you, it's like you sound like
a whale.
Yeah, you have an IQ of about 60.
Anyway. What is a normal IQ?
100, I think.
Right? That's like an average person.
I think that's an average person is 100.
Yeah.
So then I'm like 199.
Oh.
I don't believe that's true.
So wait. And then Scott did that thing though, where he was like pretending like he wasn't watching. But then of course, like he's like has little commentary. Like he's like, wait, what did Jimmy say? And I'm like, oh, I thought that you weren't into it. So anyway. This was a very minuscule thing, but I was like, I need to like make that part of my life. There was like at one of the scenes in Love is Blind, a girl came out and was like telling a story and she was like, he told me that he loved me, da da da. And this girl looked at her and she was like, stop, I'm screaming. In that exact tone.
That's
screaming.
Me.
Screaming. It reminded me
that's
of you.
Me.
It reminded me of you. Like you were like, I'm thrilled. Like that's Emily.
That's
Emily.
How
just
I
like,
am.
Like I'm so. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. And it's like you're not even smiling. But it was the funniest thing. I was like hysterically laughing. She was like, "Oh my gosh, he did." I'm screaming, and her face didn't change. Her tone didn't change. And I was like, "I'm gonna incorporate that into my life now." When people say something funny, I'm just gonna go, "Ugh, screaming," in that exact tone.
Yeah.
In that exact tone.
I'm ready.
Wouldn't you guys be happy that I'm not actually screaming? Because I actually scream a lot.
There's no way you can actually control yourself.
I do think I would be able to. I have no. I have no voice.
The only
level
time you're
control.
Gonna do that is sarcastically. You're like, oh, I'm screaming.
I'm screaming.
That's fantastic.
Oh, but I don't want people to think I'm being sarcastic though.
Oh. Why do you get mad? So here's the thing. Caitlin falls asleep with these shows on full volume. Full volume. So I'm sitting there trying to sleep, listening to Jimmy and Erica have a fight over
Chelsea.
First of all, okay, it's Chelsea. Jimmy and Chelsea. And second of all, I would never fall asleep during Love is Blind. Oh, yeah, but go on.
Anyway, whatever it is. So it's like a train wreck. Like you can't look away. You have to, you hear it or whatever. So yeah, I have an opinion on it. What?
How could you not?
I thought you would
so
like
are
that.
You saying,
that I'm like,
Scott,
no, I do love it. I do love it. But I just think it's funny that you're Mr. Condescension when you're like, I can't believe you watch these shows. And then you're like, oh, so what ended up happening with Jimmy?
Let me just
and I'm
like, be clear. Oh. I do still hate every one of these shows with every fiber of my being.
Scott, you like Married at First Sight.
No, it's a train wreck. It's interesting. It's intriguing. It hurts my soul.
Oh, come on.
It does.
Oh, it makes me feel good about myself.
Does
yeah.
It? That's how Caitlin feels.
I'm like, so oh, at least I'm not like them.
I look and I'm like, yeah, this is humanity. This is where we're headed. This is peak television right here.
Listen, we can't go into a huge thing about Love is Blind, but we have to just like touch on the Megan Fox comment, which like, look, I'm feeling torn about bringing it up because I feel bad because this girl has been getting legitimately hammered and bullied online and on every podcast and everywhere. And so it's like,
she signed up for the show.
I don't want to contribute to the hate against her.
We don't hate.
We don't hate. I just, so it's like, we're not hating. We're not bullying. We're not making fun of her, but we just have to talk about this like one little thing. All right, so Dad, this is what Love is Blind is, okay? So we're explaining this to a boomer, everyone, okay? So this is what it is. It's like a bunch of single women, a bunch of single men. And then what they do is they go in these like rooms where there's a wall between them. They can't see each other. They can't touch each other, nothing. And they just talk and that's it. And they have to just depend upon like their conversation and their personalities. And then they fall in love with one another. You know, they make lists of who they've connected with. And then they have more dates with the people they connect with and da 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 da. And then sometimes it'll come down to like one guy has a connection with two girls and he has to like pick, you know what I mean?
Well, so, is it ever when they meet that they look at each other and go, oh gosh.
Yes.
They never do it in the moment. But then what'll happen is a few days later in a private interview, the guy will be like, she's not really my type actually. Yeah. Like they'll like stuff like that'll slip out.
Yeah.
For sure. And there've been seasons where there've been like whole things where it's basically like, over time, it comes out that it's like, he's not really attracted to her or like whatever. But in the moment, everybody always, when they first see each other, they embrace and they're like, you're the gorgeous, you're the most gorgeous person I've ever seen, because they're just like embarrassed because there's cameras around. Mm-hmm. So you're not supposed to know what the person looks like who's like across the thing from you, whatever, in the, across the wall, whatever. But there was this one example this season where the girl goes, people tell me I look like Megan Fox.
Oh, gee.
Do you know who Megan Fox is?
I do.
Okay, so her first mistake was that she pretended like she didn't even know who she was. Because actually, that's not what she said. What she said was, people tell me I look like, who's that girl that's like married to Machine Gun Kelly? Which was like so insane.
Yeah. As if.
She's,
because it was like, Chelsea, don't pretend like you don't remember.
Exactly.
Like, everyone knows who Megan Fox is. Not everybody knows who Machine Gun Kelly is. Like, so for you to be like, I don't know, like, I think she's like dating Machine Gun Kelly. Like, that is the dumbest thing that I've ever heard.
Machine Gun Kelly made her famous.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, so first of all, nice try pretending like you're like playing coy with this. Like, you don't remember who she is. So then she says, people tell me I look like Megan Fox. The face of the guy across the thing, he obviously was like, this is the best day of my freaking life.
Oh, he
like,
said he hasn't seen her.
No, he hasn't seen her yet. And so he was like, oh, I'm in love with you. Like, he literally made a joke like, will you marry me right now?
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, whatever.
But he already likes the girl. Like, he's interested.
He does like her personality. Yeah.
So this was just like.
Like the icing on the cake. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is it.
Correct.
Exactly.
Sold.
Yeah.
Now.
I'm just assuming that she didn't look anything like Megan Fox.
So,
I'm just assuming this.
Should we tell him about
Should, should I show him a picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you've got to tell him because this is a podcast. You have to describe it to him.
Okay, so listen.
Show me a picture.
Does she have dark hair and light eyes like Megan Fox?
Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of where the similarities begin and end. You know what I mean? Emily, pull up a photo. We were texting about it and Caroline said, I mean, well, no, maybe we shouldn't say it. It wasn't very nice what she said. It wasn't that nice. We're not here to tear people down.
You're right. You're not haters, right?
We're not haters.
Right.
But like, what, Matt, what did you think when she said that? Like, what is problematic about that statement?
Everything.
Go.
Go?
I don't like.
I love that she's putting on Matt. No, yeah. Matt, you tell us how ugly she is.
Because as a man.
So I'm going to be, I'll be a little mean. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with being mean. I saw a reel and I thought it was very accurate. So it is this girl looking at a picture of this person on Love Was Blind. And she's like, yeah, they do look similar. If you take her face and put it on Jay Leno's head.
No, this
it's
is
a spitting image.
Oh my God. You must be kidding me. Oh, that. She must have a different kind of mirror in her house. That ain't Megan Fox. I got news for you.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Here's the thing. Here is the thing. Let's say that she was prettier than Megan Fox. Like, you can't. That is such an embarrassing thing to do. Like,
yeah,
even
do
if
that.
I was scary, yep. Even if we were looking at each other and it wasn't a surprise, I wouldn't say, like, I'm trying to think of, like, whatever. It would be like a man being like, people tell me I look like Brad Pitt. Like,
right.
I have news for you.
You don't.
You don't look like Brad Pitt. Like, there's no shot.
It's a lose-lose situation.
It's a lose-lose. Yes. Like, yes. If you're going to give them a doppelganger, pick someone who's, like, super average looking so that it could be a pleasant surprise when they meet you. Because, like, telling this guy you look like Megan Fox, he's only going to be disappointed. Yes, wouldn't you rather, if you're talking to someone, you really want to make sure that they're in love with you. Wouldn't you want to make yourself sound uglier than you really are? And then if they still choose you, it's like then you really do know that love is blind and they don't actually care how
you
look.
You would think, but it tells you to their mindset in the show. They're trying to win. She's trying to win him over.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
She's trying to say like, oh, I'm this pretty. Like, choose me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it like speaks to what they're thinking during the.
I just can't even imagine the feel. If I said to a guy that didn't see me, I resemble Megan Fox. The day when it came down to he's actually going to see me, I would be peeing on myself. Like, I would be like, the jig is up. Like he's going to know. Like, I can't. What is there to set? Like, and then, Dad, after they met.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen his reaction.
You know, they hug and he tells her she's gorgeous and all these things. And then he has an interview and he's like, you know, she may have misled me a little bit about you.
He was very nice.
Yeah. He was nice about it. But then he made fun of her about it to her friends. Remember? Well, he was like, well, she told me she looks like Megan Fox. And he said
that's right. But he did say it in front of her at least.
Yeah. It was in front of her. So it was like, it became like a joke that she was in on. And look, I feel bad because she clearly regrets it. Like, they brought it up at the reunion and she was like, if I could go back and unsay that, like, I would. Like, she basically
said
that.
Sure, but like, expect to get like flack about this.
My gosh. Like, you must think before you speak, man. Correct. Like, and also, like, you're on a show where people aren't supposed to know what you look like. If someone says, who's your celebrity doppelganger, you say, I'm not going to answer that. You're not supposed to know what I look like. Like, you don't. Are you insane? You pick one of the most. And like, Megan Fox, here's another thing about Megan Fox, why that was such a poor choice. Megan Fox is not the type of person that like necessarily like all women. Okay, this is a controversial thing to say, but like.
No, I know what you're saying.
She's not like. Necessarily like this like pretty beautiful thing.
No.
She's hot.
She is a guy's
fantasy. That's what it is. She is a man's fantasy. So for you to choose her, like you couldn't just choose someone who's just like a pretty face that women all really appreciate. You know what I mean? But like you had to choose someone that's a sex symbol to men. Like, are you insane, Chelsea?
Yes.
And it was such a letdown for him. And I feel like it set them up for failure. Like, I feel like it was like their relationship was based upon a lie.
Meanwhile, he's talking to the other girl that he's trying to decide between. And she actually looks like Megan Fox, kind of.
The other girl was like one of the most beautiful women that I've ever seen.
Dead She's gorgeous.
She's
and
beautiful.
He didn't pick her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Do I have to be here for this whole thing?
Okay. We're going to move on. But like the amount of like, I literally want to do a spinoff episode of So What Else all about Love is Blind this season because I have so many thoughts.
Oh, we're doing it.
Maybe we should. Maybe we should just do a Love is Blind
with
Caroline. Maybe we should just do that because I have like legitimately so many thoughts. Maybe we will do that. We'll record it this Sunday.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Moving on. The next thing I want to talk about that's been like a huge topic in pop culture, but it's like not pop culture because it like spans like different worlds. Kate Middleton.
Oh.
I know nothing about this.
I'm not super familiar.
Do you want me to start at the beginning?
Yeah, go ahead. I've been following this a little bit.
All right. So here's why. At first I was like, I don't know why everybody is freaking out about this because this is like not a thing. But now I'm starting to be like, this is fishy. At Christmas time, the palace announced Kate is going to have a planned abdominal surgery. Maybe it wasn't Christmas time. Was it like more New Year? I think it was January, maybe. The point is, who cares? Yeah. They announced at some point she's having a planned abdominal surgery and she's going to be not participating in any like forward-facing events. There's going to be no photo ops. Nothing's going to happen from her until Easter. That's it. And that's all they said. They didn't say what kind of surgery, nothing. So to me, it was like, okay, Easter. And then people start like talking like, where is she really? What's really going on? Is there more to the story? Why are they being secretive? Because I think the reason that people thought that it was strange that it was secretive is because at the same exact time, the king got diagnosed with prostate cancer and has, or whatever kind of cancer.
Yeah, prostate. I think it was prostate. Yeah.
And he has been like very, very, very clear and specific about like, I'm getting surgery on this date. I'm back at home. This is my course of treatment. Like he's given like a lot of information. And then you have someone else who's like in the same royal family who like got a mystery surgery that's like totally disappeared and they're giving no information. And like the palace is claiming like, well, she has a right to her privacy. And people are like, yeah, but it's weird because the king isn't. Like, it's just, it's two very like contradictory like things happening simultaneously.
It's not lining up.
But to me, when people started freaking out, I still was like, that was good, Emily. That was good.
That was great.
To me, though, when people started freaking out, I still was kind of like, well, she said she wasn't going to be back till Easter. It's not Easter yet. So, like, she said she wasn't going to be back till Easter. So, like, everything that they said is what's happening. But then there was the photograph of her children.
That was for Mother's Day, right?
Okay, so for UK Mother's Day.
UK Mother's Day.
What did she do? Dad, tell us.
She took a picture with her children.
Yes.
And then somebody, I guess it was the AP. Was it Associated Press or something?
I don't know.
Press. And they looked at it and they said, something's fishy here. It doesn't look right. And like one of the kids had was missing a finger or something.
Something.
Yeah, it was some weird stuff. And they said, somebody was messing with this.
No, it was AI.
No. But then she said, I think she said, oh, like a lot of amateurs, I do some Photoshopping. And it just set off this firestorm. I'm like, what just happened?
All right. So this is why. So you hear nothing from this woman for months. She's recovering. Nothing. People are questioning. All of a sudden on Kate and William's Instagram, which by the way, it's not like an Instagram like I have Instagram. It's monitored by the palace. Like it's not like these people aren't like, William can't pop onto his Insta and just like take a story of him making an overnight oats thing like every other Joe Schmo. Like everything is like monitored. Everything is checked before it's released. Like,
well, obviously it's not.
Well, so then all of a sudden they post this picture on Mother's Day and it's her with her kids. And then all these news agencies picked it up and put it out. And then they had to put out this message that they had to kill the photo and take it down because they have strict guidelines for like, we don't release doctored photos.
Well, not,
and it was clearly doctored.
Certain doctor.
Not like retouched. Right. You're allowed to like retouch a photo, but it had clearly been like
manipulated.
Very manipulated. Yeah. Like there was like
how
limbs
though?
Were messed up. Like something, something like that. Like it was like someone's hand didn't line up. There was something about a hand. Yeah. And I think Prince William's sweater, it appeared as if it wasn't the sweater he was actually wearing. Like something like it looked like they had put on a different something. Huh. And so then she releases, like they release this tweet that comes supposedly from Kate. And she's like, oh, I'm an amateur photographer. And, you know, sometimes I like to play around with Photoshop and blah, blah, blah. That is the most insane, like, what has happened over there that they think that people are going to buy that? That she has been disappeared from the public eye for months and then she's going to do a hack job of a Photoshop thing of a photo, her first photo back released to the public. She's going to like Photoshop different heads onto bodies, think no one's going to notice. And then she's going to release this tweet like, oops, I'm an amateur photographer. Da, da, da. Like, this is so fishy.
Why are they being so sketchy?
Because the palace would never like let those kind of mistakes happen.
No, that's not true. They've messed up a lot.
Oh, really?
Like yeah, what? They've like messed what? Up what? Other what? Times too, the palace. That's one of the controversies now. I can't believe I know so much about this. Why do I know this?
I'm impressed.
I'm
embarrassed.
Ooh. Keep going. No, that's great.
Oh, absolutely. All right,
we'll cut this out. But wait, what do they mess up?
Yeah. No, I don't know if they put different bodies and stuff like that, but I think the palace that has made mistakes before. But I'm astounded at the firestorm of this whole thing. Number one with the whole abdominal surgery. I mean, what is she getting?
Do you think she had a tummy tuck?
I think it just has to be cosmetic or something. I thought it was cosmetic because it was something else. They go, hey, she's having appendicitis. She's having appendix right. out. She's having something removed, whatever. And nobody's going to be judgmental. It's like, we're so sorry for you. But people might be judgmental.
Of a
with
tummy
that.
Tuck or
yeah,
something.
They might
well, and also she was in the hospital for 2 weeks after, which like appendicitis is like basically like same day. So I'm like, or did she have like, could it have been something like a hysterectomy?
Yeah,
like
but even
something.
That, even
but
that.
Even that, wouldn't people so what, just feel bad yeah, for you? Like, why do you have bad. To hide it?
I don't know. But you know what? They do weird things. I mean, they do weird things. They just do. It's and you know the press, you know, is just horrible over there with the royal family.
The
but you know what? You know, it is what it is.
So what do you guys think? Okay. Do you think that she has a right to privacy, or because she married into the royal family, she doesn't have a right to privacy and she should just come out with it?
I think she has some right to privacy.
Okay. Scott.
Come out with what?
What, like, just say it. What surgery did you get and what's going on?
I don't think she has to say anything. Like, she can be as private as she's able to be. You know, so like, I mean, and I guess I'm still trying to follow. People care that the photo is Photoshopped because they think so there's a conspiracy?
The conspiracy theories are some people think she's legitimately dead. Like some people, some people think she's dead, which I don't believe that for a second. Some people think they're getting a divorce and that they're living separate and like there's a huge thing. There's been rumors supposedly for, Lidge filled me in on this, I didn't know this. Apparently it's like almost like an accepted rumor in the way that like Princess Diana, like everyone knew that he was cheating with Camilla, but like, it was like everyone knew, but no one talked about it. Supposedly there's some like woman like Rose something. She's like something.
No.
And they're saying that it's like kind of understood that they had had an affair, but she's married. I don't know. And so some people are saying, oh, it's like Kate finally had enough and she's like done with this. And like, we need a few months to like figure it out before, you know what I mean? So they were like buying time about this whole surgery.
Or they offed her.
So that's, yes. I mean, intense people are saying that. Like, oh, the palace disappeared her. Like, you know what I mean?
Like they disappeared Diana.
Right.
Wow. We just turned into that podcast.
Yeah.
We sure
so
did.
There's intent, like, and also because like in the photo that she released, she's not
I
wearing
think it's
her
aliens.
Hands. Like Sorry. She's not wearing yeah. her ring. And people are like, what idiot is releasing a photo for the first time in months and she doesn't have her rings on her fingers? Like, you know that people scrutinize your photos. You know that people are going to notice that Diana's ring is mysteriously missing from your finger. Like,
it is gone. I'm looking at
why,
it now.
Yeah. Why touch it
Does
up?
Does she usually wear
like,
I don't know. So then they're saying, or did something like literally happen to her in surgery to the point where she's like unwell, like deeply, deeply unwell and like wanted to release this photo to make people think that she's okay, but she's like really not okay.
Well, she's not, she looks fine here. I'm looking at the photo right
she
now.
She is
That's
sitting.
That's the doctored photo, Dad.
She is sitting though. I wonder if she can't stand.
I mean,
stand.
Doctored, but it's not AI. No. She's not, I mean.
Yeah, but they're saying that that could be, that could be her from like 6 months ago, right?
Sure.
That
she they put her head on another body.
Oh, sure. It definitely could be that.
Yeah. So that's what people are saying is that like, we don't know how far it went, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I'm not saying this right, but.
Was she seen at all after this was released?
So she was apparently just photographed in like the back of a car or something, like not like in the trunk.
her arm was hanging out. They didn't see the ring. So
so offsides considering Princess Diana. You can't.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that. I meant like sitting in a car.
I do need to go.
Yeah. I meant sitting in a car. Oh my God.
Can't associate myself with this.
Oh. Wow.
So
we're going to get disappeared.
So yeah, I'm going to be honest. 2 weeks ago, I was like, I don't understand what the big deal is. She said she wasn't going to be back till Easter. I don't think we have to worry until Easter. But then when the photoshopped image thing, like it is fishy. Like it is a little bit fishy that they would allow her to release a photo that had like a very obvious Photoshop job done to it. And it's like, you have professional photographers at your hands like all the time. And it's like, they took a photo like on their iPhone and uploaded it. And like, it just doesn't sound like totally believable.
I cannot wait till this season of The Crown comes out.
It's over. The Crown is over,
no,
Emily.
I'm saying this.
This
no,
one, yeah.
I'm saying they're done.
What?
She's
saying in like 10
Crown.
Years when
in
they release.
Like, when they finally release what actually happened.
Yeah. Well, when the documentary comes out, I can't wait.
Here's the thing. You know, I love a good conspiracy, but it's funny because I'm like,
this
yeah,
is not a
she
conspiracy.
Probably doctored the photo and
I guess.
Then posted
I honestly,
it. Like,
yeah, if I'm being honest, I think she got like a tummy tuck or something, which is honestly, if that's true, that's really sad because she's like such a thin person that like obviously that would be like sad if she felt the need to get a tummy tuck. But like whatever, I think she got like some cosmetic procedure done or she had some kind of like female issue going on that she feels embarrassed to talk about, which is obviously like her right. And she doesn't want to talk about that she needed like something done to her like uterus. Like, I don't know. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like,
it could be any infinite number of surgeries, you know, physical health issues. But yeah, she comes back and she posts a picture. I feel like, so, but to your previous question, I feel like she married into the royal family. She's not entitled to privacy.
No. Mm-hmm.
But as much as she can, like, she doesn't have to publicize anything. She doesn't want to tell people something and she can keep it a secret. Great.
Yeah.
Well, what if she like had like a miscarriage or something and they had to do one of those?
That's what Lidge said, is that he's like, it's possible she had some kind of like horrific, like, but that's why the palace kept saying like a planned surgery, like, cause like they didn't want to make it sound like it was emergent, but
that is planned though.
You're right. No, you're right. That's very possible. It's very possible. Like maybe she's literally on an emotional break. Like physical and emotional, like, you know what I mean? Like, and just sue her if she doesn't want to talk about it. I honestly could go either way with the argument because there's part of me that's like, hi, everyone knows that you literally chased down William to marry him. Like, you wanted to be part of the royal family in the absolute worst way. Her mom.
Is that true?
Oh, her mother was so obsessed with Prince William that she sent Kate to the same, like, programs that he was doing. Like, they would find out, like, that he was doing, like, a year abroad. Mm. She sent Kate to the same place, then, like, to the same college. And this, like, they wanted her to marry him. Like, they were, like, and so part of me is, like, listen, you knew what you were gunning for. You got it. Like, you're part of the royal family. Like, you know what it's like to be part of the royal family. Like, you grew up watching them. Like, they have absolutely no privacy. England is even worse than America in terms of, like, the paparazzi and, like, all that stuff. And, like, this is what it is. So it's like, guess what? If you disappear out of the public eye for 4 months, people are going to spread insane rumors about it. You're better off just telling everyone the truth and just shutting everybody up. But then, of course, the human side of me is like, can we not evolve? Like, it's 2024. Like, celebrities now are keeping their children. Celebrities now are literally saying to paparazzi, like, please, if you publish this photo, please blur my child's face. And the paparazzi is, like, respecting that and doing that.
Dax and Kristen do that.
Right.
They don't show their kids.
They don't show their kids. But, like, some paparazzi will get photos of them and just release them with their face blurred. Like, they're actually respecting people's wishes for privacy. So part of me is like, look, it's 2024. She wants privacy. Like, can't we evolve and get there?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Matt, Scott. Is there ever a subject that you really enjoy talking about on this podcast? Is there ever?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Says the man who knows so much about the royal
family. Yeah, literally. You know more about me than the royal family. You know more about the royal family than I do. I want to talk about Matt's hair.
What about my hair?
Wow. Matt, your hair looks really cute.
Thank you. Scott, I just got a cut yesterday.
Wait. Now, it looks really good.
Thanks.
I do have a little butt.
Oh.
I went to your house today and I went in the bathroom and I said, oh, Emily, do you use a diffuser on your hair?
No, I do.
You're private. No, Matthew
does. Comfortable with it? No, I used, all right, you want, I'll give the full list.
Oh,
I got out of the shower.
Oh, no.
I put sea salt spray in my hair.
Why?
It gives it texture and like a little bit of a.
Back up.
What happens when you're like ocean. At the beach, the ocean-y, like, oh, okay. Like little
back
messiness.
Up, so what kind of shampoo?
Oh yeah.
Dr. Squatch.
That's yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Sea salt spray, okay. Curling cream.
No.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Curling he just cream. Started that yesterday.
What, experimenting. Like what okay. kind?
Whatever Emily has.
Which fruit one? Teeth. The green bottle? Which
I
one?
I used the tall one, which I realized was ultra light and I don't like it.
Ultra light? What do you mean?
Ultra light?
It's the Kristen S. It's not doing enough. Yeah.
It's the Kristen S.
Yeah.
Okay. You use Kristen S curl cream. You didn't know.
I just have tried so many curl creams and then forget about them. And then they're just sitting in my drawer. So I was okay. just like, oh, here's all these curl creams if you want to try them.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And then I use a diffuser.
What's a diffuser?
It looked like a rocket ship attached to the end of your blow dryer. What does Jerry Seinfeld say? Oh, a bowl. What does he say? Oh, what is that? A blow dryer with a scope on it? I think that's fine.
Holy moly.
It's this huge attachment that goes on the end of a blow dryer. What is the point of it? I don't understand.
What's that do?
It keeps your curl.
It diffuses the air. No, but it diffuses the air.
I don't know what the word diffuses the air. I don't even know what that
means.
It's like... Yeah.
So it's not like
so
a
it's
harsh...
not like blowing right on your curls because that's not good for curls.
It straightens your hair.
Okay. So if it's you, just, it's almost like you're sitting under one of those things.
Yes, exactly. Only like you have to go all around your head yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So it's like, so people who don't know what I'm talking about, it's like, you know, when you go to the salon, you could sit under that dryer thing. Like that goes over your head, yes. Like a helmet.
Correct.
So a diffuser is like the at-home version of that.
Yes.
So that's what I think.
Now, here's a question.
I have to be proud of this, otherwise I'd be embarrassed.
How is the diffuser different than air drying your hair?
It's not. It's like quicker.
It's just doing it faster. Yeah. And I think it makes it a little more fluffy.
Yeah.
Because I've been seeing a lot of these, like, my algorithm, not that I've been on social media because I'm on a fast, but I'm saying before I went on my fast. Before I went on my fast, so I was, my algorithm picked up on the fact that I have curly hair and was like giving me like
all of these curly hair tips. And it's like, dude, the things that some people go through for their curly hair, it's like, freaking shave it off at that point. Like, it is so insane. Like, they do this bowl method. Like, you're supposed to, like, get out of the shower and then flip your head over and dip it into a bowl of water so that it's not, like, running through your hair like the shower. Like, you're literally supposed to dunk your head into a bowl of water and, like, not fully wring it out. Like, it's the dumbest. Like, and then you're supposed to, like, put products through it only with your head upside down.
Matt
and
will then, literally be doing this
tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tonight, Matt's
like,
be like,
I wonder what kind of bowl I could use.
A special bowl on Amazon.
Wow.
And then you're supposed to diffuse. And I'm always like, here's my thing. I have naturally like pretty curly hair, and so do you, Emily. When I'm doing my hair curly, like natural, it's because I'm like wanting to just like shower, put something in it, and get out the door. If I'm going to go through 14 steps, I might as well just blow it out and straighten it because, like,
it's the same amount of time.
It's the same amount of time, and that's easier to deal with anyway. Like, everyone knows that when your hair is straight, it's easier to deal with than curls. Curls get, like, windblown, and it's hard to fix them. It, like, they get dented when you sleep. It's hard to fix it. Whereas straight hair, you just, like, brush it. You
but
know what I mean?
It's more boring.
It is boring. But I'm saying, like, it's easier. So it's like, why am I going to go through 52 steps for my air-dried curly? I don't get that. Like, I don't understand that at all.
I'm going through 52 steps to make my hair curly.
Yeah, that's what I was...
So wait, is your hair... Okay.
No, this is actually, like, my hair sort of does this when it air-dries.
So what?
It's just, like...
So, it, but that's a new style, right? Like...
Yes.
Like, kind of coming it down, like, in front of the forehead?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. How long have you done this?
I did it for a while, for years, like a few years ago. And then I went back to
I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to have this in the show notes, a picture of him?
Yeah.
We should. You know what? We absolutely
before
should.
Before and after.
So, okay. So the diffuse, but like, listen, for you, 50 steps on your hair takes not that long.
No, it doesn't
take
that long.
You don't have a lot of hair. But for me to do that on my hair, like diffusing my head, I think would take a long time.
Like this all maybe
it takes
took.
Forever.
This all maybe took. 10 minutes?
Yeah, that's fine.
I wish.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Worth it.
And this is easier than actually what I was doing previously.
What were you doing previously?
Like the more slick comb over sort of thing.
How long did that take and what would you
do? It's just harder to get right.
Huh.
This is like, there's more room for error.
Yeah.
Good.
I can be
curly
messy.
Curly hair does have more room for error. Yeah. I will say that. Yeah. So Emily, what do you prefer?
Oh, I like both. I like going back and forth.
Okay. Yeah, I just get bored.
I love that. I love how Dad's just sitting here, though, letting Matthew get completely hammered for using a diffuser. Meanwhile, Dad, when we were in high school and we would go on like missions trips to like third world countries and they would give us like huge speeches about like, girls, don't bring makeup. Don't bring, you know, nail polish. Don't bring all this hair stuff. Like, this isn't that kind of a trip. After like, you know, getting ready time, we'd come home from like the work day. Everyone would shower. Girls are going real basic, right? Like no makeup, nothing in their hair. Da, da, da. We'd hear coming from the boy side. Oh, gee. And who was blow drying their hair?
Tim.
Reverend Pastor Timmy.
Reverend Doctor.
Reverend Doctor.
He likes to make his hair look nice.
When did you start blow drying your hair? And do you still blow dry your hair?
No, I haven't blow dried my hair in years. But no,
really?
I oh yeah,
yeah.
But
wait,
I did
why?
I don't know. I just haven't. I just okay. I guess I said that.
I don't know why I remember you blow drying your hair.
You probably
for some
do.
Reason.
You probably do. But I haven't
in like Roseland House.
Oh. Yeah. Oh yeah. That
oh,
was last
that
time.
Is like such a memory.
Time.
Dad standing in that bathroom.
Oh yeah.
But wait, how
coming
did you
down
start
getting
blow
ready
drying.
For church.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'd be like, oh, Dad's using the blow dryer. Wait, when did you start blow drying your hair? Like, how does a man come upon that?
I was young. I was like a teenager. I don't think I was the only one to do something like that. Blow dry their hair, really? I don't know.
I blow dry my hair. We know.
Well, yeah, yeah.
We know that, Matt.
Yes.
That's the least of our concerns with you, Matt.
Using your hair.
Yeah. Dad loved using a hair dryer. He used to blow dry my hair. Yes. Remember?
Yeah, we've talked about that on here. We've talked about that on this podcast. Yeah, that he would blow dry Emily's hair. But wait, when you were getting your doctorate, didn't you? You would spend 2 weeks a year in North Carolina. You forgot it one time.
I did, because my hair used to get, if I didn't blow dry it, it would look just horrible, because it would just look horrible. So I did forget it, and I can't believe I'm even talking about this. But I remember one time I woke up, the first morning I woke up, where I'm in North Carolina, and I don't have my blow dryer. And I asked my roommate, do you have a blow dryer? No. And then I can't believe I did this.
Oh, no.
This is one of those moments where you say, did you just do that? I called one of the guys up in another room. I called him on the phone. I said, do you have a blow dryer? And I could hear him stifling his laughter. I could tell, and I went, oh no, what did I do?
JK.
Yeah, so that was bad. But I think even worse than that was when we were in Jamaica.
Yeah.
And you just talked about the, you know, blow dry. And nobody was there. And I'm blow drying my hair in the, we all slept in a big room, one big room. And then all of a sudden, Kevin Henry comes around the corner. And he just stops dead. He looks at me blow drying my hair on my bed, and he just breaks down, almost crying laughter, and he to this day he brings it up.
Really? Oh my gosh! When did you stop blow drying your hair?
Didn't we just talk about this? I haven't done it in a few years.
Yeah, but why? But what did you like? How did you come about the decision? Like, you know what?
I guess I was cutting my hair shorter and I just take my fingers and run it through it. That's basically what I do. I don't even use a brush anymore.
We went through a long hair Tim phase.
I don't remember that. No. But
do you still use the curling iron?
We went through a bald Tim phase.
The bald Tim phase was horrible. I never want to talk about it.
That was horrible. That was scary.
It was horrendous. It was scarring.
Yeah, it was.
Please never do that again.
It wasn't good. Was I in sabbatical?
You were on my first sabbatical. Yeah, your first sabbatical.
I just basically shaved all my hair off.
Yeah, and it was not good.
I do like the beard, though, when you do the beard.
You should do... Wait, I have a picture.
I like the beard, too.
You should do it like... Emily, you grew it out.
Pictures aren't good on podcasts. All right. People can't see
them.
Well,
you have... Like, it was parted. It was kind of parted, and it came down to, like, here. And you had a beard, and it looked nice. And you had your glasses on.
Well, we'll look at it after.
I have none of those things right now. So you're telling me that I look like trash
Emily's like,
now,
the opposite. The opposite of your look now.
Of what I look like right now.
Yeah, don't do whatever you're doing.
That's not what I mean.
He just got his haircut, and I told him I really like it this short. I really like it short.
I like it either short or really long. You know what I mean? In between is awkward.
Bald or really long?
Yeah, no, exactly. Not bald. Very short. Very short.
Okay, that's enough of this.
Love that. Love that.
Release me from this discussion, please. Yeah.
I've had the same haircut since third grade.
So have I.
Emily, you had red hair. You had blonde hair.
Just said cut.
I know, but well, okay.
No,
fine.
you cut your hair
in different ways.
Oh, so bad.
You did have short hair once. It wasn't bad.
It was bad. I looked like I was in sixth grade.
That's not true. Did you not like it when you first got it done? Because I thought you liked it.
I had let it grown out so incredibly long. I was like, just chop it. Like, I don't want this anymore.
You had like a lob, right? Like a long bob?
No, it was not a long bob. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. No, and then I cut it to like, I don't know, like below my shoulder, like right below my shoulder.
Mid-length.
And I was like, uh-oh. That's not good.
Why didn't you just go shorter then?
Shorter? Why would I want it to be shorter if I didn't like how short it was?
Well, because sometimes mid-length is like neither here nor there.
I wasn't about to further dig myself into a deeper hole.
True.
So,
all right, she cut it and you immediately said, uh-oh.
I think it was like a week in and I was like, oh, this was a mistake.
What did your husband think, Matthew?
It wasn't your favorite. It wasn't. You can be honest. No. I didn't like it. You're allowed to not like it.
I liked it.
Uh-huh.
I always like her hair.
Oh, that's nice.
My favorite hairstyle is when it's just curly, lets it air dry out of the shower.
Oh, that's so
very
nice.
And I tell you every time,
I know you don't believe me.
I agree with that.
I love it.
Matt's assessment.
Thanks.
Really?
Good, Matt.
Yes. Yeah, Emily's hair is like a wild woman. She looks like Shakira. Who's your doppelganger?
Yes, man.
Make sure to tell people that you look like Shakira.
I get Shakira a lot. If that were my doppelganger, I would just Okay, I'm good.
Who Logan? Is?
You want to be Shakira?
Yes,
Shakira, oh, no, Shakira.
Lord, help me, please. Oh, baby,
who doesn't want to be Shakira?
I don't. And I don't.
She also does a good Shakira.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Do it again. Dude. No.
Okay, I have a question though. Should I keep going blonder or should I go back to red?
Well, I actually want to talk about this because Emily's going to be on the news.
Well, wait.
On the news.
I don't know for sure. I don't know if she confirmed with me for sure.
She told me.
Oh, okay. She did.
Yeah. She told me.
Oh, okay. You're okay. Be on so the then news. We're good. Then we're good. I'm pretty sure it's happening. Yeah.
No. What's happening? Emily's gonna be on the news.
News.
The news.
WPIX, right? Channel 11.
All right. Hey. Tell them what. Tell
I go. I'm gonna be on PIX 11. What channel is that on?
And Dad goes 11.
Wait, so what's happening? I didn't know about this. Tell him.
Oh. I get to sit there and smile and just say nothing.
No, but listen to this, great. Dad. So it's like she, in the past, when like our friend, so basically,
wait,
it's
are
a
we allowed
thing.
To give away the segment?
No.
Mm, oh.
No. Well, yeah, I don't know do if that. We are. We're not. We're not going to give it away.
Okay.
But in the past, she's doing it with Kristen. It's a makeup thing. And so in the past, when Kristen has done this, I'm not giving it away. No. Everyone knows it's a makeup thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's not giving it away, right? Kristen's model has had to have a completely bare face. And then Kristen does their makeup. And so I was like, first of all,
is that not true?
First of all, that's not true.
Oh, that's
They're not
true.
Completely bare
oh,
face.
Not? Oh,
no.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah.
Well, don't give it away.
That's okay. Keep going.
My first question to Emily was, are you going on the news with no makeup on? Because if so, like, I bow down to you. Like
and I said, heck no.
And she was like, are you...
I can't
smoking something? Yeah, like, no, of course I'm not doing that. But anyway, then we quickly got into a conversation of, okay, how do we want your hair to be? You're going to be on the news. What are we doing with your hair?
So I have about 6 days to figure this out, and I don't even know if I'll be able to get in to the salon.
So my vote is to keep your hair exactly as it is because it looks so nice.
I might be stuck with this and it's just going to have to be okay.
Do the Shakira.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to wear my hair curly on the news. But yeah, I don't know what to do long term.
So what do you so what
like? Like she just stabbed somebody.
Yeah. It's like, not wearing my hair curly on the news. No. That would be
what
awful.
What are you... Tell everybody, because this is an audio format, what does your hair look like now? Like what?
It's okay. It's like a very grown out balayage.
Kind of like Megan Fox.
With like,
I look a little bit like Megan Fox right now.
With like a money piece on the front.
What the heck is that money piece?
A money piece is like the highlight in the front, like highlight around your face.
They're called the money piece?
Oh. Yeah, it's called the money piece. But I don't like the way it looks right now, honestly.
Why?
Because I want like the balayage to be higher up and it's not higher up. So it just looks like I have like a stripe on my face.
Is it because it grew out or she did it
too low? That's just how low she did it.
Oh, why'd she do it so low?
I don't know.
So you're not going to go back to her?
No, I will. I'll just tell her to do more pieces higher, but I don't think I'm going to have time for that. So I guess my question is, do I like just go in for a quick glaze?
What would that
and
do?
And like, do I glaze it red and like get rid of the blonde?
If you did it red, would it be like, would it be Italy Emily hair?
I don't know. It might be a little darker red.
Okay. I would do that.
What do I do, guys? Well, what do I do? I don't know what to do. Do we like the blonde better or red better? I can't decide.
Is this blonde right now? I wouldn't call this blonde.
Yeah, this is blondish.
I like your hair how
That's
it is right
blonde.
Now.
That's like iced tea, caramel.
It's caramel. That's what I asked for. Oh. And that's what it is. It's caramel.
Caramel is not blonde.
But like...
Caramel is a shade of brown.
I struggle. I worry that it looks like a little bit yellow.
It looks not any degree of yellow.
Okay. No. So
I
we like
Matt
it the way
really
it is.
Likes the red, so I don't know if I don't want to. But I think you are safe with this. Like if you try to do red and it doesn't come out right
True.
Or whatever.
True.
This looks great. It's gonna be fine. Okay. Like
oh, safe.
Mm.
Good. You know what though? Safe is good.
Safe is good.
In this situation.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah, I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean it looks great.
No.
You're not gonna regret this, but you might like the red better, but you also it's a risk.
Could like it worse.
You might
It's a risk that will be recorded forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
People will
people
be
will watch
watching
it back
it.
Over and over
A
again.
Lot of people record that on their VHSs. Yeah, and then they go back.
They will save it on their phones, watch it every day.
Yeah. Well, we will. We're so proud of you.
I'm proud. I have not done anything to just because we're friends.
It's just exciting.
Yeah, it's
exciting.
Fun.
No, it'll be so fun though.
Scott, do a table topic. You sneak the table topics out here, and I want to give you your moments. He has the table topics.
Have the physical cards ever made it out here?
We've done a few of these, but the reason I pulled them out was because your dad's here, and I thought this could be fun.
Yeah. I know.
So here's an old classic we'll just start with, so I'll throw it to you first.
Oh, no.
Would you choose to be the worst player on a winning team or the best player on a losing team?
Oh, I know my answer.
Gee. Like I now, today, or when I was growing up?
It's open.
You can answer it
however you want.
It could be a sports team. It could be the church team. It could be a business team. It could be now, before.
Well, I've actually experienced both, to be honest with you.
Which would you prefer?
And I think I like being the best player on the losing team.
100%.
That's what I would choose.
100%.
Yeah. I think so.
I don't think that like my ego could handle it if it's like, this is the best team ever and everyone wishes you weren't here because you're that bad. I couldn't handle it. I would not be able to handle that. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't even mind. Like if I was literally on the flipping Yankees, like, you know what I mean? Like I wouldn't even appreciate the perks. I mean, I would appreciate the paycheck, but I just mean like I would just be too embarrassed because I would think people think I'm a laughing stock, that I'm the worst one.
You were captain of your softball team.
Yeah.
You were captain.
Captain?
I played softball, everybody, all growing up, okay? I started, second grade or something. Like when everybody, who knows, young. And then I got to high school and I was playing and I hated it because the level of competition was too much for me. I'm not that competitive of a person. The pressure.
Really? You're not that competitive?
With sports, I'm not, maybe.
No.
Maybe. Okay. What would
she
you
is
say?
Selectively competitive.
I'm very selectively
That's
competitive.
That's the problem. So Caitlin will, if she's not interested or thinks she's going to lose, she's competitive enough that she'll quit caring about that and start goofing around so that she can't lose.
So he's saying you were horrible at softball.
That was the meanest thing that you have ever said. That was such a low blow.
That cut deep.
If Caitlin doesn't think she's going to win, she pretends like she doesn't care about the activity.
Wow.
Ouch.
He knows you really well.
Yeah.
You know what made me think of that?
I know
Mario
what you're going to say.
What?
Escape the room escape for Matt's room. Birthday.
Oh, well, that, yeah.
That's right.
Escape the room. It's called an escape room.
An escape room.
Whatever. Escape guess room. Who was fooling around with me?
Yeah.
Timbo over
this
here.
This guy.
Caitlin Sr. Yeah.
It's true. Because I didn't know what the heck we were doing. Dad I didn't understand
I,
any of that. Escape
we had
the room.
No idea what was going on.
As
you don't
soon
even know what it's called.
Yeah.
As soon as you guys were
escape
like,
room,
okay, we're not doing this,
room.
Then it was like, let me wear this clue. And then we're like, where's that clue at? And they're like, Caitlin's got it on her head. Where is she? She's walking out of the room. Like,
and then the people who are really competitive, they look at you and they just hate you.
Caroline wanted to murder us. Murder us. We're like, Dad and I were like taking pictures of each other in like the science, whatever.
The
lab coat. Thank you. Like, and we were like being idiots because we were like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, I don't care about this. That's I don't care true. About this. But that was nice, Scott, what you said.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
kill you.
Well done.
Maybe we should move on.
I think we should move on.
Yeah. Now we're talking about this.
I didn't think was that mean. I'm sorry.
And so now we're talking about this. I was playing softball. I hated it. The level of competition was too fierce. I didn't like trying to beat out my friends for starting positions. Like the whole thing was too much for me. But I was okay. And on the freshman team, I was a captain. And sometimes I got to play up, thank you very much,
what
on
that
JV
mean?
Or whatever.
Oh.
Okay. So then many a year later, Scott and I start dating. Okay. When I'm a senior in college, my softball years are far in the past. And we're one of like, it literally was one of the first dinners Scott ever spent with us. Like, it's not like we had been dating for a year. Like, we were dating for like a few weeks, maybe a month. Scott's over our house for dinner. He's like visiting from Colorado. And we're talking about something like Scott played baseball in college. And dad was like, oh, like Caitlin played softball in high school or whatever. And I was like, yeah. Like, and I said something about being the captain. And dad was like, and I was like, what? And he was like, you weren't the captain. And I was like, yes, I was, dad. Me and Katie Rosenberg and somebody else. Like, it was like there was three of us or something that were like co-captains. And he couldn't get over it that he didn't have any recollection of meeting you, Caitlin. You a captain?
Captain?
You were the captain for the rest of dinner. We would move on to new topics. You? Are you sure? Are you, no, Dad, I dreamt it up. A year of my freaking life. I'm making this up in front of my brand new boyfriend. He's embarrassing me. Like, it has stuck forever. Scott says, you were a captain? He says it like once a month.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that stuck. That one stuck.
That one stuck. Oh, that one stuck. And no, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Not the fresh. Emily, you tell that one.
No, we were in Colorado for the Colorado reception.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Krispy Kreme is alive and hopping in Colorado.
It really is.
That's one of Emily's favorite things.
It's my favorite dessert. I, like, want to have a dozen of Krispy Kremes every day of my life.
At
like,
your wedding reception, that was your...
Favors. That was the favors yeah. at the wedding favors. Reception.
Yeah. Which we
I remember
all...
the whole... They went. Didn't you go to Philadelphia to get them yeah. or something? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, my aunt Diane
oh,
picked
shit,
them
that,
up.
She's a champ, saint. Man.
But we all wanted... I remember your entire wedding party wanted to murder you a little bit.
Yeah.
Because the night before the wedding, we were putting together
yeah.
a million trillion zillion of these like special order...
Krispy Kreme boxes.
Krispy Kreme boxes until... Actually 2 a.m.
Yeah, it was 2 a.m. Anyway.
It was 2
a.m. We were in Colorado and we're about to like go to the drive-thru for Krispy Kreme. Because, you know, we want to get in, we want to get out. Yes. And then, so who's in the car with Scott?
All of us, I think.
I think it was all of us. I was driving the van.
All of us and I think Lauren, Stephanie, and Susie. Like okay. there was like a, it was like a whole thing and we were driving two vans.
And then, like, so we're about to get up to the window, right? We're like, we're ready. We're going to get Krispy Kreme.
And not every Krispy Kreme has the kitchen where you could watch them yeah. making the donuts, right? This one, which is very cool, but this one did.
So we were driving up and all of a sudden this car comes speeding up next to us. No, Scott, they're hot and fresh. We got to go inside, Scott. No, they're hot and fresh.
They're going to give us free ones. If we go inside, they'll give us them for free. We're stopping. He's screaming at my brand new wedding. Scott and I were literally married for like 10 days. Like dad's screaming. Like Scott was literally like startled. Like he was like, oh my God. Like, and we were like, oh,
also, we went to this Krispy Kreme multiple times
every
a day.
Every day.
Multiple times
oh,
a day.
Oh yeah.
When you every guys got twice we a day.
You had the hats.
We had yeah. the hats. Of you guys we the had hats. All of the merchandise, everything.
When you guys would come to, remember we would go to Krispy Kreme before we went back to the house.
Yes.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was like straight from the airport to Krispy Kreme.
Had to.
And then same going back to the airport.
Oh, like, yeah. I had to inhale a whole dozen before we got on the plane because I forgot you can't bring it on the plane.
So then, you ate the whole dozen.
I think we packed
like a dozen into our bag or something.
No, I think I ate seven and then like we packed the rest and they
like
were smushed.
In our luggage.
Oh, yeah.
They are really good. They're
My
so
gosh,
good.
That's amazing. Do you guys prefer when it comes to donuts? So like there's Krispy Kremes that's like a fried type of donut, but then there's like the baked kind of donut that's more like you get it at
like a farm.
Cause
like,
what'd you
like
say?
I was saying Lamar's.
Oh yeah.
Like
Lamar's.
Tyann prefers Lamar's to Krispy Kreme.
You know what? I prefer like a baked, like
what
for
is
me,
Lamar's?
It that they only have that in Colorado too. Well, yeah. not only in Colorado, but I just yeah. mean not here. Yeah. It's more of like a cakey donut.
Like an Entenmann's crumb
like
donut.
Like an Entenmann's crumb donut. Like that, it's like that heavier, denser. Like when you go to the farm and you get like an apple cider donut, uh-huh. mm-hmm. how it's like dense. I actually prefer that kind of a donut to a Krispy Kreme.
I don't know if I do.
Well, we know that you prefer.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, duh. You do
yeah.
yeah. I'm like, this wasn't a question for you. What do you prefer, Matt?
I don't discriminate. I like
oh,
them both
I
equally.
I love that. I love them all. If you could only have one dessert for the rest of your life,
oof.
I think for me, it would be a brownie. Or a chocolate chip cookie. Chocolate chip cookie or brownie.
Cinnabon.
Oh.
I think gelato or some sort of ice cream.
Creamy. Really? Yeah. You also, yeah, like you're a fan of also like sorbets and stuff too. Like you, the.
I don't know, guys. Oh, the scraping.
The Italian ice.
Ooh. That horrid, horrid noise.
When dad's eating an Italian ice. All of Panther Valley knows that dad's eating an Italian ice.
He doesn't wait for it to soften. He doesn't let it soften at all. He's scraping it like he's Kristoff from Frozen.
He's like in an ice pick. It's like we know.
And then he chews on it. And
it's like, oh gosh. Oh, speaking of chewing on ice. I got my half cavity filled this week, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yo,
was it Dr. Dan?
Dr. Dan.
No, it was the lady at that new place that where Emily, you got the crown. Anyway. Remember how I talked about how like going to the dentist was the worst experience of my life and like my mouth was throbbing for 24 hours and I had to take an ibuprofen, that whole thing? Getting this thing filled was a literal day and a half. I was in the office for a total of 12 and a half minutes, I think. Zero pain. They didn't need to numb me. It took no time at all. It was like no restrictions after. You can't even tell where they did it. It was like the most
nothing. Because it wasn't a cavity.
So what was it really?
It was just something that was starting to develop.
Black dot.
I used to go to a dentist when we lived in Rutherford.
Yeah.
I used to go to a dentist who convinced me that only weak people use Novocaine.
No, Dad.
So I let him always fill my teeth with nothing.
Only
I just,
weak
yeah, I did.
People?
And I said, well, this is being a man. You know, just, it's cheaper. It's being a man. Yeah.
Dad. Not,
and then I went to the guy.
Was his name Dr. Dan? Yeah.
And then I went to the guy who I go now, Dr. Stenz, and he's like,
"Oh, Stenzy, love him."
Yeah, if he even suspects he caused you any
An
grief,
ounce of pain,
he's
yeah.
like apologizing. He's this, and I look at the two, that guy Rutherford area, and I'll take the no pain one. It's,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you know that when I went to
choice.
Dr. Stenz though, Dad? That one time I went to him, he was like, "Wow, your teeth are way better than your dad's." He like literally said it like that.
I listened to your podcast last week and you said, I might have a cavity. I remember when I was 8 years old, I came home. I had 13 cavities one time. And my father, you know, this is like one of those scarring moments. I remember going home and my father, because we didn't have a lot of money. My father, when he heard that, I remember he got mad.
Oh,
he got angry, and I felt horrible.
Oh, Dad, because, that makes me sad.
Well, that's a long time ago, but I mean, I felt terrible because I was costing all this money. But can you imagine 13? And we used to go every six months.
Wow.
So I used to have cavities all the time.
You just had bad teeth.
No,
yeah,
you
really,
guys,
they do say
no,
it
but
is
you
more
guys,
genetics.
We got all these. Coatings for you
the
when you were little, sealants, all this stuff. It's so different. It's so different today. It's so much better.
I think it's helped because I didn't go to the dentist for 10 years and they were like, oh, it looks like you missed like a couple cleanings. And I was like, yeah.
I've never had
probably
a cleaning.
About 20.
Cleanings are painful. Caitlin was right. Cleanings are painful.
They're painful.
Yeah.
That was not like that. It really
especially
hurt.
For you, if you've never had anything like that. Like I get all the blood and everything too when they clean it.
Oh.
But if you've never had that, it could be a bit traumatic. I perish the thought of your children, especially Jace. If she has to go through something like that, you're going to have to medicate her.
Dad,
for a month.
Excuse me. The last time I took them to the dentist, I have to make sure they're not listening to this. Okay, so Jace and Emerson went together. Okay. Jace was so traumatized by the x-rays because it was gagging her. And
I
it was
don't
making her
blame
feel like
her.
Gag.
They traumatized
she,
me.
They had to stop in the middle. She was crying so badly and freaking out so badly. They had to stop in the middle. And they were like, and I was pregnant with Peach at the time, so I couldn't, it's not even like I could like go anywhere near. Like they were like, you cannot be in this room. Like, you know what I mean? And she was freaking out so badly they had to stop. And they were like, honestly, not that nice about it, I'm going to be honest. Like they were like, yeah, they were like, not that nice. Like they were like, we just can't do these. Meanwhile, then you have Emerson traipsing in and she's like, thrilled out of her mind. They're sticking all this crap in her mouth. She's smiling. She's giving me thumbs ups like through the door. Like she's thrilled out of her freaking mind. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, then Jace, before we go to the dentist, I have to be like, doing full counseling therapy with her. Like, we're going to the dentist. It's going to be okay. Like, then Emerson's like, the dentist! I'm so happy!
Jace is all or nothing, though, because there's times where she gears up and she's like, okay, let's do this. They give her a shot. She's like, okay, I'm good. You know, whatever. What were we doing? Oh, When she got the strep test, she knew it was going to be awful. It was going to like do the gag thing. She was just like, you could see it in her eyes. She's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be tough. She just like rocked it.
Aww.
She like one little tear coming down the eye. Like she's like, I'm good. You know? So she can gear up for it, but she's definitely more, but I'm thinking towards yours. So like what you said, that's something I think of all the time. Like, two people growing up in two different areas will have a completely different experience. So one person goes to a dentist who doesn't give Novocaine and it's just like awful. Another person goes with the like very gentle dentist, and you spend your whole life doing this, going to this dentist, completely different experience.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, how often do we do that? We don't know. We're like, I guess that's just how it works. Absolutely. Like, yeah.
Well, excuse me. Even as something as stupid as when I went to the dentist last time, she said, oh, you have a cold sore. I can write you a prescription for that. Right. And I was like, excuse me?
No one's ever told me that
before. I'm 35. I've suffered with canker sores in my mouth for 35 years. And no one has ever told me that there is a prescription to ease my pain. Thank you. Are you kidding me?
One more. I love this for you guys. Which is more important, intelligence or common sense?
Common sense.
I think I'd agree with that.
Yeah? Intelligence. Okay. Matt?
Yeah, I guess so. Common sense is probably
obvious.
More helpful.
Common sense. Okay. This question
don't you
is common sense.
Don't you need like a little bit of intelligence to have common sense?
You lack common sense.
You need intelligence to have common sense.
Well, that's a debate.
She doesn't. She
obviously
can't comprehend.
I only have common sense.
Zero intelligence.
If you could do something dangerous just once with no risk, what would you do?
Oh,
pet lions.
That is not even in my top 10.
That's not even
pet
in
lions,
the radar.
That is not
she
even in my
even
top 10.
She didn't even blink.
No, lions. Emily, because if you pet a lion, then that means they're being held in captivity and you shouldn't stand for that if you're
an
animal lover.
No, in the wild. He said zero risk. If I could walk up to a lion in Africa on a safari, pet the lions for about an hour and then walk away.
Like hug them and
yeah,
like cuddle.
This is very,
a little nap.
Very detailed.
Little
you left this out in your
mouth. Should we be nervous?
I wonder what mine would be. Oof. Something dangerous with zero risk.
Those squirrel suits.
Yes.
What's that again?
Those suits that they put on, they jump off of cliffs and they're like, it looks like a flying squirrel.
Yeah, it, like you spread out your arms and you can fly.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
No.
Oh, wait, it's unbelievable.
They're crazy.
They have parachutes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like after when they're done, they throw the parachute and then.
Yeah. But it's
that's scary.
But they go like 100 miles an hour.
Yep.
It's like, yeah.
It's insane. It's so cool.
Yeah. That's mine.
No, yeah. I think I was just trying to think of one, but I can't think of anything cooler than that.
That's the coolest thing.
It's the coolest thing.
Zero risk. I don't know.
I think skydive.
But I was going to say maybe skydive.
Yeah, I think, but it just like, you know, I hear people do it and they say it's, you got to do it once. And I'm like, you know, I'm afraid of heights. And, but if there was no risk, I would love, cause I would love to fly. I mean, I think.
Yeah. I say that all the time.
Not flying a plane, like fly.
Fly.
Yeah.
Fly like I would an eagle.
Right.
Fly ooh, like I think I changed
eagle
my answer.
Okay.
Space.
To the sea.
Ooh.
Like an eagle. Let my spirit follow me.
Fly.
How do you know that
space
song?
Jam.
How do you even know that song?
This is Space Jam.
Space Jam.
How do you know that song?
When it was released in like 1970.
You mean that's not from Space Jam?
No, it's not from Space Jam.
I thought it was from Space Jam.
Okay, Emily, that's nice.
Well, Matt changed his answer.
Space.
You know what, Matt? I'm changing my answer.
Right? I was like, I'm thinking too small.
I'm changing my answer. Matt, I'm with you. I'm next to you in the rocket.
Yes.
Heck no.
I think I might say.
No, there's no risk.
Space is a great one, too. That's probably number one. But also just to ride a motorcycle, like what?
Just any
200
motorcycle.
Miles
you had
an hour.
A motorcycle.
Like just 1,000 miles an hour down the highway, like in like weaving in and out of traffic. Like,
yeah.
This sounds fun.
Traffic.
That'd be amazing.
Traffic.
No risk. There's no risk.
risk.
Oh, last one. Who would you trade places with for 1 month? Who would you trade places with for 1 month?
Oh, this is a good one.
I feel like Emily has a list.
And it has to be a human. Has to be a human.
And it can't be Ariana Grande. Say someone else.
Okay. Human.
Well, and talking human. To the mic.
She's like Simba. Shut up.
No, I don't know, actually. Now I'm blanking.
Actually,
who would I want to trade? Honestly,
Dad would be the president.
I think that I
was just thinking that.
I knew it.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Now, the question is, would you be Biden or Trump?
No.
And that's all for tonight. Yeah.
And we're done. I'm tempted to say Kate Middleton, not this month.
Caitlin.
Okay. No, not this month. I'm saying like someone in the royal family during average times, not during when she's disappeared. Not that. Because I do think it would be interesting, like, because no one really, really knows what it's be part of the royals. Like, to really know, like, what is it really like to be one of the royals? I think that would be interesting.
That is a good, I think, honestly, Taylor Swift for me.
Yeah.
I don't like Taylor Swift, but I want to just know what it's like to be her.
Oh my gosh. To be her for a month. Honestly, I think that Taylor Swift seems to be honestly socially like immature and like has things about her that I don't think that she would be like fun to be around. However,
she's stunted. Her emotional growth was stunted, I think, when she started to become famous. And she started to become famous very early on.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know how you get out of something like that.
No.
These child stars, you know, when people are bowing down, their livelihood depends on you. Everything you do is wonderful and great. How do you, you know, I give them so much latitude because
I think so too.
I'd probably be a freak. I would be a freak.
No, I was going to say, absolutely. As obnoxious as Taylor Swift can be, it is not even a 1% as obnoxious as she could be. Do you get what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, I think that even though she does things sometimes where I'm just like, dude, she is like annoying. Like she could be 1 trillion times worse because she literally night after night after night after night has hundreds of thousands of people crying, screaming. Like humans can't handle that kind of a thing.
No,
like,
I mean,
people literally treat her like a god.
They do. I mean, the NFL loved this past season having her on. They were record numbers. They said
of young
girls
billions
watching,
of dollars.
Watching the NFL.
Yeah.
Just because they're gonna show her, you know, 6 or 8 times on the television. Mm-hmm. What is it like to
have that kind of power?
We were never meant to have that kind of pressure.
No, I don't think a normal human can handle it.
I don't think so.
She's way more normal than she has
too.
Any right to be.
Like when they pan to them in the booth and whatever, you can tell they have that like look where you can tell that they know that the cameras are on them.
Of course.
Yeah. Like to live your life that way, knowing that people are watching you. You like that's got to shape you. Like,
of course,
it's got to make you feel
like there's
so
no way she's normal. Like, there's no way you can just like see her and have a normal conversation. Like, you know what I mean? It's like she's.
Totally.
So anyway, I would be a royal though, or Taylor Swift would be a cool one too, or just like someone that's really insanely crazily rich and just spend a month like
a Kardashian
flipping yachts. Yeah, like just exactly. Be Kim Kardashian for a month and just spend it. A month on a yacht in Capri.
And spend like, all of the money.
And just spend all the money. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what would it like to be so, so rich that you don't
that even. That you can't even spend all your money.
Possibly spend it all. Like, you know what I mean? So either a royal, because I think that would be interesting. Or yeah, like Taylor Swift, like a million people.
So
are
you stole
you.
Mine. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Or like a Kardashian, someone like very, 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 very rich.
So what is your number one answer?
Probably the royals, just because I think that's the most interesting.
I think I'd go that direction.
They're also extremely rich.
Look, it would be interesting to see, like, to live the wealthy lifestyle for a little bit or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't think being, like, Taylor Swift would be fun. I don't, like, even, I don't know, after
just
about
interesting, though?
10 minutes, I'd be like, okay, I'm done.
10 minutes.
It would definitely be interesting if you specifically were Taylor Swift.
If I was Taylor Swift.
If Scott was Taylor Swift, that would be a trip.
But I like the royals thing. I think I would be like like whoever's actually in charge of our country, like the power like behind the president.
The Illuminati. Yeah,
like the people that know if there's aliens or like what happened to JFK.
That's a good one.
I would want knowledge. Like, yeah, what happened to JFK? What was the real thing? I want to be those people. That's who I would switch places with.
Can you do living in or dead with this question?
Oh, yes.
I said the president, but
Jesus? Okay. I think that Reagan.
No, I Billy Graham. I remember going when I was young. My mother took me to Madison Square Garden, and I remember as a kid just watching him, and he preached the word of God, and people came forward, and their lives were, you know, were changing their lives. I said, That would be the most amazing thing.
Emily's face.
No, here's why. You guys are
used. I know this doesn't fit with the Kardashians and the other trash that you talk about on this podcast.
I would be Kim Kardashian.
Am I not allowed to say this? I'm not allowed to bring any sanctification to this reprobate podcast.
You're allowed.
Let me say this, though.
Vanderpump Rules. Let's talk about Vanderpump Rules, okay?
He got the name right. I'm actually kind of impressed.
VPR. Wow, Dad.
I feel like Billy Graham was like the Taylor Swift of that time. Like, the way that he was, people did the same thing. They revered him. They wanted to get close to him, just like want to touch him. Like, very similar thing, but with a little less, I don't know.
Yeah. Mm.
What's the word I'm looking for?
That was a nice
answer, quite as
Dad.
Vile or
I do need to say something about, because Emily and I keep making fun of it. The way Scott's
don't
yeah. All right, no, we're just gonna talk about one thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Everyone knows we've talked about it on this podcast 1,000 times. Scott struggles with the difference between the short E and the short I sound.
Oh gosh.
And I'm always like, wait, what are you saying? And he'll be like, oh, come on, you know what I'm saying. And I'm like, no, like you honestly say thing. Like when he's saying like 10 minutes, he says like 10 minutes. Like, and it's like, it's not tin. Like, that's not how you say
he's
that.
He's like the guy who says, pinch his tints. Yeah. Oh,
he's that guy. He is that guy.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that's
awesome. Look up, Emily. You have to explain it now to the listeners.
So a long way back when YouTube was like all the rage.
When YouTube was the rage.
When it was first popular.
YouTube is still happening.
Relax, everyone. So there was a pastor that was preaching and he had Scott's accent. And he said something about
Paul. Who? He's talking about the Israelites in the desert.
In the desert. And they're pitching their tents. But when he said it, he said, pitch his tints. And it went viral.
I think he said pinch his tints.
He said pinch.
Yeah. Instead of pitch. He accidentally said pinch. And but so thus the whole crowd started
hysterically
laughing.
The whole crowd like fell apart and then he totally went off track.
We should put this in the show notes.
This has to be in the show notes. Okay, move on.
So anyway, Scott kind of talks like that. So things like that happen. Well, not like that, but
I hope they do.
The other day, Scott literally caused an issue at his job because everyone misunderstood what he was talking about.
Finally, thank you.
It's not just me. Tell them the story.
The kids aren't getting their gifts this year because of what he's
legitimately. Yeah, there's an entire ship of gifts for children got rerouted to the wrong country because Scott can't talk correctly.
So there's like we give people pens if they get like
pens.
Hang on. If they get like when somebody's volunteered for 5 years, they get a pen, right? To say like, thank you. Like you're awesome. Whatever. So we're trying to find out who's getting these, whatever. I'm like trying to track it down. I'm asking Grace like, hey, do you know who gets these? Like when, whatever. She's like, no, we don't really track that. Like, I don't know who manages that, blah, blah, blah. We move on. So then I go to like, who's asking? I'm like, ah, we don't know. Da, da, da. So then we're sitting at lunch one day and I'm telling the story again about like the pins that you get like to stick on your like lapel or whatever. We get those. And she goes, oh, you meant like, I don't know how to say it. Pins? Is that right?
P-I-N.
Wait, P-I-N-S.
You've been saying the same word every time.
Thank you, Matthew.
It. Thank you.
No, wait, not thank
what?
You.
Why are we both saying thank you?
Oh. Yeah, not you saying
pen,
thank you,
pen, like
Scott.
Write with a pen? What,
so she goes, I thought you meant like writing utensils. Like, when do we give people the writing utensils for serving like, for 5 years? You're saying, when do we give the things that they stick on their lapel? I was like, yes. She goes, I thought we had a whole different conversation. I had
they
no
had
idea.
A completely different conversation. I was like, Scott, this is why
this is a
you
problem.
We need to work on
we
it.
We need to go to speech therapy, Scott.
I really do feel
so,
like we need to work
Caitlin
on it.
Caitlin got mad when I told her this story. Like, angry. Scott. Angry. She pulls out a whiteboard and writes
no.
an I and me.
Caitlin,
and
no.
says, Scott, now this sound, the I makes this sound. Now say it. I was like, I just walked away. I was like, I'm not, yeah, no, I'm not
don't,
repeating.
Don't subject yeah. yourself.
Yeah.
He really, he confuses people. And because then the other day he was talking to Jace and you were saying something to her about her homework. And she was like, and I heard it happening from the other room. He was saying, I forget which word it was, of course, now. But it was one of those like pin pen, whatever. And I hear Jace going, what? What? Like, it's like she was, and I was like, he's saying pen. And she was like, oh, like a pen that I write with. And I was like, Scott,
see, a first grader is teaching you.
Right.
Scott.
Like, I was like, Scott, you.
She
have
does
to,
actually.
Like,
she all the time.
Try to work on your diction. I don't know.
Like, here's the like, problem. I do try to work on it. I struggle to hear the
cry.
Difference between the two. I know I got something. I struggle to hear the difference, but now I'm in my head where I'm like, okay, wait, which one is it? So then I start just like guessing which letter. So now it just
now
changes
we confused
randomly.
Him. Sometimes he even though like if he says like C-A-N or C-A-N apostrophe T.
Oh it, yeah, I can't tell the difference.
It sounds the same. Like so say yeah. like he'll say it.
I can beat you up.
So then I'm like, is he
for
saying-
making fun of me.
Were you saying can't or can?
I was saying can. I can.
C-A-N.
Can.
Yes. Dad, you didn't know.
No, he wants to clarify.
No,
you're
clarifying,
but yeah. Couldn't it have sounded like C-A-N-T?
He can't tell.
Well, yeah. It's hard to
here's
tell.
The great part.
When you're talking
I don't,
fast. Yeah.
What like my saving grace, what I thank Jesus for is that I don't say forest or orange.
Thank you, Lord. Right about that. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Because if I did that, I would truly be embarrassed.
Look, you're not wrong about that.
Forest
and orange are bad.
Are
forest.
They?
They're bad.
Are they?
Bad. Look, they're very
you
Jersey.
Guys are making fun of me for like a bit, like the vowel sound. Oh, like it kind of, yeah. They kind of, I can't tell what you're saying. You say it's spelled F-O-R and you're saying
you're right.
Forest.
You're right. You're right. Or like Florida. We
Florida.
Sound silly saying Florida.
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 What is it?
Florida.
Florida.
With an O.
Or how do you say the state that Scott comes from?
Colorado.
He says
Colorado.
Colorado. Oh yeah, so that's the that one's the opposite.
So in other words, you don't make sense. With anything
English doesn't make sense.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Anyway,
that's
we've true. Talked about that topic a lot, but thank you for sharing the embarrassing story.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But when he told me that happened with Grace, I literally was like, I cannot believe that this has happened. Because he always makes it sound to me like you're the only one that can't tell what I'm saying. And I'm like, apparently there's a whole yacht full of children in Guatemala that aren't going to get their presents now because of you.
Garrett.
No, there's just people that aren't getting their pins.
Oh, so,
which not for nothing, but are they really giving out
pins? Like come
do
on,
people
what
really
century
want a pin
are we in?
That they yes. can stick in their lapel.
It's look, there's a.
I don't want to ruin my clothes.
There's
yeah,
a
right.
billion volunteers, and it's a nice gesture to say thanks for volunteering.
A pen doing, would be better.
Yeah.
You know what? People don't. We do that at church, and like when we have pins or for something,
people
don't
freak out.
Yeah, they hate it because they're ruining their shirts and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
no.
We so there's yeah. a conference where we give out pins, like the lapel, like what you stick in your lapel. Am I saying it right? Now I'm like self-conscious.
I don't even know what you're saying.
Pins. Wait, what is a lapel a common thing on every
I don't know.
Shirt?
What is a lapel?
Lapel, Scott. Explain.
What's That's true too. I don't know.
He's living in the 50s.
Everyone's talking up. About the lapel like this is a
you
normal
know,
thing.
You know, you're in your lapel.
I wear a t-shirt most days.
My dungarees.
Like on your lapel?
I give up. The point being, people fight over them.
No.
Yes, it's a whole thing.
What?
Yes.
As a joke?
No, seriously. They talk about it all year. Like, I want to collect these ones and I want to like.
It's like a collector's item?
It's like a thing.
Huh. I just think that that's interesting demographic. Like, I find
I'll never be one of those people.
Does it like say how many years? Is it like a...
Yeah, like there's a sobriety different ones. Chip? There's different ones. Sobriety.
Can you like trade them in at the end for a prize or something?
Perhaps. Is that what it is?
Like tokens?
A bigger. Yeah, you get a pen at the end of it.
You can trade in your pins for
10 pins for one pen.
Pins for pins.
Pins for pins.
We need to do a so what else pin.
Yeah.
We do. But we will just tell people it's a pin, and they won't know if they're getting a pin or
and
a
we
pen.
Said both.
Yeah. And we, yeah, you're like,
or maybe it's a surprise.
Maybe you're getting a pin. Maybe you're getting a pen, depending on if Scott fills the order or if I fill the order. Because if it doesn't, it's confusing.
Could be either.
It could be either one. Donation.
Wow.
Oh,
and they'll all be funny. Orange.
And they'll all be orange. That's actually amazing.
Wow.
Great idea.
Well, we're doing it, guys.
I have to pee.
Okay, we're going to wrap this
up. She made it a long time tonight,
Timmy,
Emily. Good job.
Reverend Dr. Pastor Dad Poppy Tim, how did you feel about this night?
Very good.
You did great.
Yeah, you did great.
Oh.
I'm not as comical
I think he
as you
feels
guys.
More like, I can't get that hour of my life back.
No, wish I was in bed.
I always want to watch you guys do it. I didn't particularly participate, but to watch you guys do it. So this was...
What do you think?
It was interesting. I thought it was very good.
Is
it
what you imagine in your head?
Not exactly, but...
in a good way
or a bad way? What does that mean?
Thank you for joining us on So What Else.
Over and out. Peace.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. Don't forget to subscribe and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CaitlinElliott.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. And hey, if you want to toss us a 5-star rating, I would love you forever. Check us out next week for another new episode. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at so.what.else. Editing and all that stuff by Matt Carpenter with Parable Productions.